Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Wyatt, they waved. Hello, Ethan. Don't wave at me, I said. Ethan, my mom narrowed her eyes at me, be nice. Hello, Clara. Hello, Joan. I forced myself to smile. The second my mom turned her back, they flipped their middle fingers up at me. I happily returned the favor. Ah. When we made it to the new neighbor's house, a red-headed woman and her husband stepped out and smiled at us. Wow, I wasn't expecting you to really bake us a cake. The woman looked surprised. It's been a long time since I've had something homemade. She bought it at the store. It's not homemade. As they ushered us inside, I hoped that their usual new neighbor conversation wouldn't last as long as it usually did. They always talked about the same exact thing with every new family. Are the schools here as good as they say? What do kids do around here for fun? How cute would it be if our kids became friends? Well, look at you. The woman bent down to my level. I waved at you the other day when you were playing in your yard, but I don't think you saw me. I'm Mrs. Dawson. What's your name?
Ethan Wyatt, I said.
Well, Ethan Wyatt, I have a daughter named Rachel Dawson who looks like she's about your age. Let me guess. You're 7, right?
7 and a half.
She says the same thing. She laughed and pointed to the staircase. Why don't you go introduce yourself to her while I pour your parents a glass of wine? It's the first room on the left.
No, that's okay, I shrugged. I don't want to meet another girl. I've met enough of those already.
Ethan Wyatt, my mother warned under her breath. Go say hello to Rachel, now.
I rolled my eyes and took my time walking up the steps, stopping when I saw the posters in the hallway. They were all superheroes and artists. Superheroes and artists that I liked. Maybe she has a brother after all. I knocked on the Spider-Man that covered the bedroom door, and a girl with uneven bangs and ugly freckles opened it.
My mom said you were a cute boy, she crossed her arms. She lied.
Like you can talk, I scoffed. You look like a Raggedy Ann doll and your hair looks like you cut it yourself with a broken razor.
I did cut it myself. She narrowed her eyes at me. And I did use a razor.
I glared at her and she glared right back at me. I contemplated knocking some of her stuff over or pushing her to the floor to show her who ran this block, but the huge Jurassic Park poster on her wall caught my attention. Beneath it, on her dresser, she had a collection of Star Wars action figures and a massive stack of comic books. Do you have an older brother? I forgot why I was mad at her. Is that why you have all this stuff?
No, this stuff is all mine.
She flopped onto her bed. All the girls at my old school thought I was weird, but I don't care. Superheroes beat Barbie any day.
You have a sister?
Nope, I'm an only child.
Me too.
She looked me over, and then she let out a breath.
Is this a good neighborhood?
It's a boring one, I said, stepping closer to her second set of comic books. You'll have no problem making friends, though. Every family on this block and the next has daughters. I noticed, she groaned. I met some twins yesterday, and they invited me to play dress-up and tea this weekend. See? You're going to be best friends with the Kramer twins before you know it.
I hate playing dress-up.
She scrunched up her face.
I hate tea, too. I'll just pretend to be sick.
I smiled. Maybe Rachel wasn't so bad after all. Well, she was still a girl, but maybe she was a cool girl. For now. It was nice meeting you, Rachel. I headed to the door once I heard my mom call my name.
Wait,
she pointed to my headphones.
What are you listening to?
Good music, trust me. I'm sure you wouldn't know anything about that.
Try me.
She tossed me a box of CDs, so I pulled my CD keeper from my backpack and tossed it to her. I flipped through all her cases and felt my eyes widening as I read the names of each artist. With the exception of a few terrible pop bands, she listened to almost every artist I did.
I guess your taste isn't that bad.
She returned my CDs and I returned hers.
And you know, neither are you. Do your parents let you use the internet?
Yes and no, I admitted. My parents always check the computer before and after I use it, so I don't really use it.
Okay, well,
she pulled out a note card and scribbled her full name and address.